This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July wheat ended the day at 585 and three quarter. That was down 1 3/4. Actually, these prices are from Thursday. There was no trading yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade. September wheat ended the week at 590 and a half up two. December wheat ended at 599 and a quarter up 2 1/2. July corn ended the week at 419 and three quarter up six. September corn 428 and a half up six. December corn ended at 437 and a quarter up 5 1/2. July soybeans ended the week at 1045 and a quarter up 1 1/4. August beans ended at 1038 and a quarter down 2 1/2. September beans ended at 1031 and a half down 1 1/4. July soybean meal ended the week at 357.40 down 240. August meal ended at 350.10 down 210, and September meal ended at 346.10 down 260. July soybean oil ended the week at 33.36 up 35. August oil 33.48 up 35. September oil 33.56 up 36. July oats ended the week at 250, and that was up a nickel. September oats ended the week at 260, up 3 3/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Thursday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. Corn prices strengthened on the growing concern over the corn crop not reaching its potential. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 5 cents higher, 377 to 401. Soybean bids were mostly 1 to 4 cents lower at 1019 to 1038. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents higher, 392 to 414. Soybean bids were mostly 3 cents lower at 1021 to 1045. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 5 to 7 cents higher, 393 to 417. Soybean bids were mostly steady to a penny higher at 1026 to 1051. Wheat bids were mostly 2 cents higher at 502 to 541. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 cents lower at 1050 to 1068. Basis was steady at 12 to 30 over the August. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 367.40 to 382.40, down 240 per ton, with basis unchanged at 10 to 25 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 6 cents higher at 414 to 431, with basis steady at 15 under to 2 over the September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 407 to 412, with basis at 22 under to 17 under the September. Soybeans ended down 3 to 5 cents at 1047 to 1054. With basis at 9 to 16 over the August. Wheat prices were steady to 2 higher at 551 to 557, with basis 40 under to 34 under the September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents higher at 430 to 431. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 1 to 3 cents, with quotations at 1075 to 1079. Soft wheat closed mixed at 545 to 546, while Milo ended the day up 2 to 5 cents at 486 to 487. New crop contract bids for corn in the northern part of the state at 385 to 408. New soybeans in the northern part of the state at 957 to 997. New crop corn in the central part of the state at 402 to 410. New crop soybeans at 990 to 1005. In the southern part of the state, new corn at 395 to 412 and new soybeans at 969 to $10. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Thursday, July hogs ended the week at 78.77, up 167. August hogs ended at 76.37, up 152. October hogs ended at 66.27, up 95. August cattle ended the week at 151.22, up 15. October cattle 154.12, up 42. December cattle ended at 154.72, down 2. August feeder cattle on Thursday ended the week at 217.45, down $1.05. September feeders 216.10, down 95. And October feeders 214.75, down 80. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 2nd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 54 cents higher in the range of $65 to $77, with the weighted average carcass price of $73.75. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, and 6 weights and up 36 to 39. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $48 to $52. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 6,884 ahead. And now for the recap from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 1,028 ahead. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 148 to 155. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 139 to 142. And choice slaughter heifers were 140 to 145. They had feeder steers, four weights bringing 277.50 to 302.50. Five weights were 231 to 262. Six weights were 231 to 250. They also had some Holstein steers. Two weights were bringing $245 up to $255. Four weights were 226 to 233. Heifers, medium and large ones, four weights 256 to 280. Five weights were 215 to 230. And six weights were 205 to 220. Now moving over to the Walnut Livestock Auction. Opening report, choice slaughter steers were 148.25 to 153.75. Choice slaughter heifers, 146.50 to 151.75. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 150 to 150.50 and on a dress basis at 240 to 242. Heifers on a live basis traded at 150 to 153.50 and on a dress basis 240 to 242. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 316 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $80.99, and that was off 48 cents. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $250.12, and that was $2.17 lower, with select carcasses at $248.05, that was $1.21 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000. That compared to 112,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000. That compared to 418,000 last week and 399,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
We're supposed to be celebrating Independence Day, so what does make the day special? What gives the 4th of July its significance in that our Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Continental Congress in 1976? That's the reason, of course. It was in Philadelphia, and the signers of that document, composed by Thomas Jefferson, knew that this Declaration of Independence from the dictatorial rule of Great Britain might also be, literally, their death sentence. They knew full well that the wrath and might of the British Army, would be sailing across the Atlantic to descend on the relatively defenseless colonies. They knew their scattered states didn't have the numbers or arms or training to stand against the British, much less defeat them militarily. Yet they put their signatures and their lives, their families, their destiny on that parchment. And so, against all odds and even against reason, that declaration told the world that these united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. The only importance on this 4th of July, then, is that it marks the birth of the United States of America. The very words should send awe-filled shivers up your spine. Most of the people living in those colonies had simply had enough of British domination, of working and virtually existing at the pleasure of a king they didn't know and who obviously considered them his indentured servants. They wanted to be free, to make their own decisions, to govern themselves and breathe the sweet air of liberty. The first celebration of American independence took place 4 days later in Philadelphia when the Continental Congress was still meeting. The ceremony began with a public reading of the Declaration. Then, from the tower of the State House, now called Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell rang out. The coat of arms of the King of England was taken down, and there was a parade, and cannons boomed. The people, though aware of what lay ahead, cheered, and a new nation sprang to life. That's what this day is meant to be about. And more about this day after these messages. And what are they fighting for now? Is it anything like what motivated our Revolutionary Army? Is it freedom from religion, the necessity to take under God out of our pledge, or even to do away with it altogether? Is it the right to end the lives of unwanted babies, or the right for two men or two women to marry? Or is it still the impossible dream of a nation under God with unalienable rights, endowed equally to all, among these life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness? Surely this weekend is a time for all of us who really cherish that original dream, the one for which so many have died, to individually and collectively redeclare our independence from tyranny, despotism, taxation without representation, and debts that no free society should ever bear, an allegiance to the blood-bought foundation of government of, by, and for the people, people who are determined to live free. What I just read to you was not written by me. It was written by Pat Boone. Yeah, that Pat Boone on the 4th of July in 2000. Words still ring true today.